Hi, Sharon.
Okay. What can I do all day in bed?
Huh?
What excites me when I get one? Woo! You guessed it. It's my audio books. Thanks to our well-oiled machine, which is known as the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, we can enjoy our love of reading. On a personal note, I wanted to say I'm really going to miss Sue, who just had a genuine, how can I help attitude. And she always came up to me during these events and other things to say hi and talk story, and just her kind spirit we're going to miss. So filling these big shoes, this person is here to report on the library, a gentleman who has been in the public, Hawaii public library system since 2008. He has had various library jobs and responsibilities, but was the district administrator for the East Oahu, Kauai, and Maui branches. He helped the district, I guess the branch managers, to in all aspects of the library, to ensure that the community was served well and efficiently. So it is a perfect fit that he is now the acting branch manager at the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Baron Barroza.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, members and friends. It's a pleasure to be here, but it's a little bit bittersweet as well, as Sharon mentioned. Our longtime library branch manager, Sue Sugimura, passed away last week unexpectedly. It was a shock to all of us, and we're all still reeling a little bit from it. Sue was with the library for almost 37 years, and she was a fixture there and is literally irreplaceable. So it's going to be tough for us, but Sue would want us to carry on, so that's what we're here to do today. We're going to talk a little bit about the resources and the services provided by the library. By show of hands, how many of you are registered patrons for the library? Oh, wow. That's terrific. We're very happy that you're making use of our resources. Give you a little bit of a background on the library itself. It is actually part of two different library systems. We're part of the Hawaii State Public Library System, so we're a branch of the public library. There are currently 50 branches all across the state on six different islands. And there's going to be a brand new one opening up in Nanakuni very soon. But we're also a part of the network of libraries established by the Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Through the NLS, our library provides free Braille and digital book library services to eligible patrons with temporary or permanent low vision, blindness, or a physical disability that prevents them from reading or holding the printed page. Our library serves residents in the state of Hawaii, as well as the U.S.-affiliated Pacific Islands, which includes Guam, American Samoa, Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau. If you happen to be on a neighbor island, we can serve you there as well. We utilize some of the public library branches on the different islands to help you get better access to our materials and equipment. So we have an accessible branch at Hilo on the Big Island, at Kapalui on Maui, at Lihue on Kauai, and of course our Guam sub-regional library serves the affiliated Pacific Islands. A little bit of history for you. The National Library Service was established in 1931, and Hawaii's library was one of the original 19 libraries in the system at the time. So our branch here is 87 years old. And if you've been to it, the building feels like it's 87 years old. The NLS was originally intended to serve blind adults, but the program was expanded in 1952 to include children. In 1966, it began to include individuals from individuals with other physical disabilities that prevent reading regular print. The NLS program is funded annually by Congress, and the books and materials are mailed free to registered patrons. Now, our mission is to be able to provide these resources and services to people who are unable to read or use regular print materials, but who can qualify? Well, since most of you here already know, you probably know the qualification parameters. Number one, blind persons whose visual acuity is at or below a specified measurable level. Number two, persons whose visual disability is certified as preventing the reading of standard printed material. Number three, persons certified as unable to read or unable to use standard printed material as a result of physical limitations. And number four, persons certified as having a reading disability resulting from organic dysfunction that prevents them from reading printed materials. Now, all of these conditions have to be certified by a competent authority. So what is considered a competent authority? Well, in the cases of blindness, visual impairment, or physical limitations, competent authority is defined to include medical doctors, doctors of osteopathy, ophthalmologists, optometrists, registered nurses, therapists, and professional staff at hospitals, institutions, or public and private welfare agencies. Now, in the absence of these, certification can be made by professional librarians or by any person whose competence under specific circumstances is acceptable to the Library of Congress. Are there restrictions on eligibility? Well, to be eligible for the service, persons must be residents of the U.S. and or they could also be American citizens living abroad or dependents of active military personnel or diplomats. Now, as you all know, the NLS has a collection of full-length books and magazines in digital, audio, and braille, and the e-braille format. And these items and the free playback equipment are circulated through the network branches like ours. If you're a registered patron, you can select materials from the NLS catalogs. They have them online, or there are printed catalogs. One of them is called Talking Book Topics. The other is the Braille Book Review. And of course, you can also come down to the library, and the librarians and the staff at the branch will be happy to help you select materials based on your own reading preferences. We also have, as I mentioned earlier, the sublending libraries on the Neighbor Islands, and they have the playback equipment available on hand to assist you if you happen to be on the Neighbor Islands. I'm guessing a lot of you use Bard as well, the online downloading service. Terrific. And the NLS, of course, developed Bard, which stands for Braille and Audio Reading Downloads. If you're an active registered patron, you have access. Once you're registered, you can download materials to either a personal computer or a mobile device. There are Bard mobile apps for both Apple and Android versions. You can download the digital audio or e-braille. If you're using the e-braille, you have to have your own braille display, braille aware device, or a braille embosser in order to read the e-braille files. I want to also mention that we have materials for kids as well. Mostly, the bulk of that collection is for kids from grades 4 through 7. These books for young readers can be requested through the library or be downloaded directly from Bard. If you're interested in looking up the materials and the items available, you can go online to the NLS Kids Zone. That's the online catalog for children's titles. It's specifically for preschoolers through young adult age. And children's books are also listed in the full NLS catalog. The library itself also has a collection of books printed in large type. So we use the standards from the American National Association for Visually Handicapped, which means that there are maximum limits on size, thickness, and weight, maximum limits on the margins. The type size has to be at least 14 points, but it's most of the time 18-point font. There has to be adequate letter and word spacing, and flexible binding is recommended to allow the books to open and lie flat. The collection consists mostly of adult materials, but we have smaller collections of children and young adult titles as well available at the library. Now, if you're going to borrow any of the items in the large type collection, you have to have a Hawaii State Public Library System library card. And how many of you do? Okay, good. More of you could. The library also has transcribing services. So what we do is we can transcribe into audio or braille, as long as the items are not already available in these formats. If a library registered user needs materials transcribed, we will provide a service for free. If a transcriber is available, we've been having a little trouble getting a skilled transcriber, but we are working on it. If you're a qualified student, a government agency, or a nonprofit, you can also request the service. And one of the most popular things we have is the radio reading service. How many of you have listened to the closed-circuit radio broadcast of the radio reading service? Okay, good. How many of you don't know about that at all, that we have a broadcast? Okay. Yeah, so we broadcast on a sub-channel of KHPR, Hawaii Public Radio. There's programming on this closed-circuit broadcast 24/7. We are live Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m., except on Tuesdays when it's from 10 to 11 a.m. And this live hour is rebroadcast throughout the day at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. And the during that live hour, the announcer will read articles from the Star Advertiser. They'll cover most of the items on the front page. They'll do some local stories. They'll read editorials, letters to the editor, obituaries, and other feature articles of local interest. They also will read some articles from Midweek, from Honolulu Magazine. They'll read the grocery ads from Times, Foodland, Safeway, Long's, and other locations. They'll do some stories regarding health news and news on disabilities. And on the weekends, they have some other programs that come from the National Radio Reading Service. So yeah, if you don't know about it and you wanna be able to listen to these, call us up. You have to pick up the radio receiver from our branch because it's a closed circuit broadcast. You can't just pick it up, listen to it over the air.
Will that ever be available, like on Alexa or anything like that?
Alexa, Google speaker. There are no plans at the moment for that, but that's certainly something.
Yeah, you guys might want to think about that.
Yeah, I think so. Closed circuit really does limit it to acquiring the device. And the device is free. We lend it out to patrons who are our registered patrons. And it's not the best device. I mean, it's coming over an FM sub-channel, but it sounds like AM radio. Yeah, it kind of sounds like a tip. But the programming is really good. And we've heard from the people who listen to it that it's really useful. They find it very helpful. So the last thing I wanted to mention was that we have our summer reading program coming up. That's going to be running from early June through mid-July. And everybody can participate. We have summer reading programs for adults, teens, and kids. And if you are interested, you don't have to pre-register anymore. We used to have a pre-registration thing. But now we're going to register as we go along. And it's all online registration. So if anybody's interested in participating in the summer reading program, just give us a call at the library. We'll walk you through or assist you with the registration. And then just read whatever books or magazines you feel like reading and occupy your summer with a lot of fun reading. So does anybody have any questions?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, absolutely.
My name is Justin. I am interested in trying to gain access to a research journal that's published by the Center on Disability Studies at UH. It's like a peer-reviewed journal for academics and everything. And generally, that's managed by subscriptions. And so if I wanted to spend $50 a year to be able to access it, I could, but I haven't found that $50 yet. So I know that the library statewide has subscriptions to lots of different journals, but that just doesn't happen to be one of them yet. And what I'm wondering is how possible it might be that that journal, that's our local disability studies journal, could maybe be something that we can access through our library.
There is a way to do that. We have what we call interlibrary loans. So we can actually contact, you were mentioning the University of Hawaii has it.
Yeah, it's their specific, they publish it. It's the Center on Disability Studies that like trains rehab counselors and stuff at UH.
Right.
But Hamilton doesn't carry it either. Right? The Hamilton Library doesn't carry it.
Yeah, I've tried everywhere I can find and I can't gain access to it.
Okay, well, if the library itself doesn't carry it, that'd be really tough. But we can check. So well, what you would need to do is you could visit any public library branch, ask them, tell them that you're interested in getting a loan of a document from another library. Tell them what you know about it, every bit of information that you have about it. The librarians will be able to do some research, contact the university, and see if it is available for lending. If it is, then they'll be able to acquire it for you. The only thing is I don't know if they'll have it in any kind of accessible format, whether it's in Braille or sort of order audio format. Will that be important for you, or is there, or perhaps you're thinking about having it transcribed?
Okay.
Yeah. So if in fact the item itself is lendable, then we can help acquire it for you. So the first step, head on down to any public library and tell them you want to do an IML.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great convention.